This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's move over to Alice Alvey. She's CMB Vice President of Education and Training in Union Home Mortgage, and she's got this week's legislative update. Alice, good to have you here with us. I know you are also going to give us a little bit of some things that we would have otherwise might have heard from Rob Van Raphorst. What you got for us today, friend?
If you read that news link, you'll see that Rob is providing here a synopsis of that advocacy piece that goes in the news link on Monday.
Right.
So one of the main things that is news everyone's been waiting for was, when are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac going to be implementing the desktop appraisal option that they talked at the MBA conference several months ago? So Fannie Mae has produced their detailed announcement on the requirements for this. It's going to begin with DU runs on March 19th, and they've got the complete release notes to illustrate the boundaries for this. So it's not going to be for investment properties and second homes, but they do have a list of transactions. So it'll be for purchase transactions, single family, LTVs of 90% or less. So a pretty predictable bucket that they chose for being able to offer a desktop appraisal. So we look forward to that. Freddie Mac's announcement was a little shorter. They said they would be making the messaging changes on March 6th for their LLPA feedback messages, but we're still waiting for their details. But based on what you see in the feedback messages and their short announcements so far, they'll most likely align and it won't be playing one against the other in that particular case. So it's definitely an area they don't want to be different in, because neither one of them wants to be adversely selected for the appraisal process. Mm-hmm. So that's really the big news we've all been waiting for. We've got a little bit of a window here before it goes into effect. I don't recommend holding off on anything, hoping that your borrower gets some kind of reduced appraisal format right now. As you've heard with the market conditions, we're taking every deal we can to get those in the door. One of the interesting things that came up as a part of this also on January 20th, Fannie Mae introduced a research piece called Appraising the Appraisal. And the findings out of this are very interesting and something worth coaching and talking to the underwriters on your team or those who are doing collateral reviews and making sure this is talked about at your company and you're doing everything to make sure we're mitigating this. One of the top findings was that Black borrowers refinancing their home on average received a slightly lower appraised value relative to automated valuation models. Homes owned by white borrowers were more frequently overvalued than homes owned by Black borrowers. And six states, including Georgia, Louisiana, South Carolina, North Carolina, Mississippi, and Alabama, accounted for nearly 50% of the overvalued homes of white owners in majority Black neighborhoods. So the goal here is to make sure that we achieve accurate and unbiased appraisal and make sure we just keep trying to level set, research this, and make sure we get to the bottom of what are the areas we can make sure that we're improving in. So I encourage everyone to go read this analysis. It was done on 1.8 million appraisals that were completed in 2019 and 2020. So worth a read for everyone. And that's my report for today, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, an important read. Tony Thompson, the National Association of Mortgage Bankers of America, who I just did a panel with here, as I mentioned earlier, was talking about some of this, as that's a really new update. It is really important, especially when you see what's going on with CFPB, is with CMCB back, they're more interested in taking more actions against mortgage bankers, and it's these kind of things that just create such a strong narrative for them to do so. Alice, this is really interesting and something we got to pay attention to. Thank you so much, Alice, for bringing
You're
us
welcome.
Up today. You do such a good job. In fact, we have had several people call me recently, is Alice still consulting? We love her. She's amazing. And I go, no, Union Home saw the value and they just snatched her up. And she is there permanently. But anyway, you can get your consulting of Alice by listening to the podcast. Go back to the website, our Lickin' on Lending website. If you want to listen to all of Alice's updates or any one of the hot topics, you can do so and catch up with all that she has reported on here on the podcast. Alice, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Another great update. Thank you.
Hey, special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, Lenders One, Accelerate, Mobility, MMI, Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDocs, Success Kit, and Lenders Toolkit. So grateful to have all of these as sponsors. We appreciate you being here. Look forward to having you back here next week. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.